This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are more calls for the Biden administration to take a tougher stand on the fighting between Israel and Hamas. But Secretary of State Tony Blinken is signaling that the U.S. will not press for an immediate ceasefire. This organization, the Associated Press, is calling for an independent investigation into an Israeli airstrike that blew up a Gaza City building housing AP reporters and other journalists. Israel warned those in the building ahead of time, allowing them to get out. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The Israeli military claims the building housed a Hamas intelligence office. AP executive editor Sally Busby says the agency had no indication of that. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has asked for Israeli justification.
I've not seen any information provided.
But Blinken noted he will not discuss specific intelligence. Israel says it's putting together evidence. Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former suburban Minneapolis police officer appears in court this afternoon. Kim Potter is charged with manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. Here's our Julie Walker.
The white former officer charged in the shooting death of a black driver in a Minneapolis suburb in April has a pretrial hearing today. Kim Potter will appear via video conference to go over evidence and determine if there's probable cause for the case to proceed. She's charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright.
More competition for streaming services. AT&T will combine its media operations that include CNN and HBO in a $43 billion deal with Discovery, the owner of lifestyle networks, including the Food Network and HGTV. This is AP News. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, says the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, in most circumstances, is based on science, not politics. But what about the people who aren't vaccinated? What if they decide not to wear a mask?
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky was on NBC's Meet the Press. They're cutting about 1,600 jobs at the Jeep Cherokee factory in Illinois, the Belvedere assembly plant. The jobs will disappear on July 26th. Automakers are still plagued by the worldwide shortage of semiconductors. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.